This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's gem will be, inshallah, a very interesting one. Surah Hud, verse 78. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of the Prophet Lut alayhi salam. And the Prophet Lut is surrounded by the people of Sodom, the people of Gomorrah that used to commit those sins. The angels have come to visit him. And the people have come to bring the angels to forcibly do unto the angels the evil that they want to do. And the Prophet Lut says to them, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Is there not one sensible man amongst you? Isn't there one person who has common sense, who is a good man amongst all of you? Now this ayah can be understood in multiple ways. Of course, the outer or the simple meaning is that the entire city had become so corrupted that not a single person was willing to speak sensible truth. The city was so corrupted in their vice that not one person was willing to not be a part of the crowd. Everybody in the whole town had gathered and they wanted, you know, the angels, they come and they appear. And of course, we believe, and the Quran mentions, the angels are very beautiful. The angels are very handsome. And so as they're coming in, as they're walking through, the townspeople are lusting and the townspeople want to do their evil forcibly. And so they surround the house of the Prophet Lut and they say, hand over your guests. And Prophet Lut says, هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. Don't embarrass me, these are my guests. How can you do this? And he says to them, repent to Allah and turn back to Allah. And if you accept Islam, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِهُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ. I will marry my own daughters to you. If you become righteous, then do the regular thing. Don't do the unnatural thing. And then he says, isn't there one person that is of common sense amongst you? Not even one person. So, at the base level, the ayah tells us that it is so easy to corrupt society, and especially this particular sin, it is as if you lose your rationality. In fact, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very, very powerful reality of what happens when you follow your sexual lusts and passions. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Lut says to his people, if you repent, I'll give you my own daughters, that hunna atharu lakum, then Allah says, la'amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. Allah says, I swear by your life, ya Rasulullah. Pause here. Allah has never given a qasam upon the life of any human being except the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only human being, and of course Allah can give qasam upon the created, we know this, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ. So he gave a qasam, he gave an oath upon the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas said, that is because no life is more sacred and noble than his life. So Allah gave a qasam upon his life. What was the object of the qasam? لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Ya Rasulullah, I swear by your life that these people are drunk in their lust and they're wandering aimlessly. Allah called their lust drunkenness. Sakra. Sakra means drunk. And Allah calls the lust that overtakes this category as losing track of reality. And of course, we have to point out, look around you. Wallahi, people are speaking things that don't make any sense at all. Male and female is all gall and all everything. They're not, it's as if we have to prove to them the sun is shining and they're not willing to believe the sun is shining. It's literally as Allah is saying, isn't there one sensible person amongst you? They've lost their minds. And what they're saying doesn't make any sense. Not from aql, not from shara, not from science, not from history. Literally Allah is telling us this. So this is one meaning. But actually this verse has many other meanings. I will mention two of them. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Another meaning, it is as if Lut alayhi salam is speaking not at the crowd level, but at the individual level. Oh people, don't follow the masses. At least one person save yourself from Jahannam. At least one person say, don't worry about everybody else, because on the day of judgment, we learn from the Quran that the people are gonna say, oh Allah, it's not our fault. Inna ata'na sadatana wa kubra'ana. We followed everybody. We followed our leaders. And Allah will tell them, the angel will tell them, the prophets will tell them, you should have followed the truth, not the people around you. So we learn from this ayah You cannot look at the masses. You cannot follow the crowd. You must make the judgment for the truth. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. You must use your common sense. Rashid means they have common sense, they have aql, and they're rightly guided. So it is as if Lut is saying, forget what everybody else is thinking. Forget going with the crowd. You need to stand up and make a difference, because you will be responsible for yourself. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. O you who believe, you are responsible for yourselves. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. The one who is misguided is not going to harm you as long as you are rightly guided. So we are taught in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. You be sensible and wise, even if everybody else is being foolish. Why are you being foolish if society is foolish? And then the second meaning from this, which is really so profound, Ibn Atiyah mentions, one of the great Mufassirin, Ibn Atiyah mentions, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. It is as if Lut alayhi salam is asking one person to begin the change amongst the rest of the people, because change begins with one brave person. Now this is a powerful, powerful message. What is the message? One person can bring about a revolution. And Lut is saying, isn't there one person that's going to stand up and speak the truth? Because when that one person speaks the truth, inshallah, others are going to follow. I need the first brave soul. I need the leader amongst you that is going to stand up and create that change. And from this ayah, we have a sense of empowerment. Leadership begins from within. Change begins with myself. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, history teaches us this. How did any change happen except with one person who stood up and began that change? This is at every level. Of course, Islamic level, the prophets, they began single-handedly. Of course, we believe this. But it's not just prophets, even the followers of the prophets. How did every great alim, how did every great mujaddid begin their trend? Whether it is Shah Waliullah Dehlawi, whether it is Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, whether it is Hujjatul Islam al-Ghazali, whether it is Rashid Gangohi, whether it is Hassan al-Banna, whether it is whoever you might want to follow, how did they begin? That one person said, you know what? We need to do something. We need to create a change. And they stood up and they preached and they taught, and single-handedly, by Allah's blessings and barakah, they founded movements that affected and continue to affect millions of people. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Change begins at the individual level. This isn't just Islamic mujaddids. Look around you in history, in technology, in science, in politics. How does change begin? One person has a vision. One person has a dream and says, I need to do something. Even in the technological world, whether it's Steve Jobs or whoever it might be, they have this passion and vision and they say, I need to do something different because the system is not working. And they stand up and they do, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change occurs. So, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. The question goes back to me and you. Isn't there one person of common sense amongst you? Isn't there one person of guidance amongst you? You begin the change in your own life. You do the best you can do. And then inshallah ta'ala, when you do that, like Ibn Adiyah says, when the righteous stand up and begin change, others will follow in that change. When you become the role model, when you start instigating khair and good, as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who guides other people to good shall get the reward of all those who follow in that guidance. So, the message to me and you, let us be that catalyst and change. Let us be that positive leadership, even if it's within our own families, our own friends, whoever it might be. You don't have to become Shaykhul Islam, but be amongst your own community, amongst your own family. Be that Rajulun Rashid. Be that righteous figure, so that when you become the role model of virtue, others will follow you. Brothers and sisters, the question goes back to you. Alaysa minkum Rajulun Rashid. May Allah make us that Rajulun Rashid. May Allah make us that role model and that rightly guided person. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.